I'm so honored to be able to be your pastor at this little church. I'm honored to be able to do the online service along with Phil. Because this last year and a half, or however long we've been doing it, this has allowed me to grow in a spiritual way that I could never imagine. Because when you're always seeking the truth, you know when you get off in the wrong direction. And my prayer is for the world. Jesus came for the world, not only for the United States of America. Those poor people in Afghanistan and other places around the world, the people in Haiti this morning, second earthquake in 10 years, and they were already struggling with so many things. If you ever visited Haiti, it's not a very nice place to live, but those people seem to be happy and in their own ways, but they're in spiritual warfare there too with the voodoo dolls and the whole bit. But they're sweet, sweet people. When we met one of the Haitians while we were over there, and we got the chit-chat, and he said, "Oh, you a pastor?" "Yeah." "Oh, let me show you my church." And he gets his cell phone out, and he showed that his music minister and his and his children. I mean, it just blessed your socks off. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for so many things as we continue to grow in your grace and your love. And it's just an amazing thing, this thing we called life. Don't understand it a lot, but one thing that we do understand and just know, as the Apostle Paul said, if we only had this life to look forward to, and if we didn't have the blessed hope in our life, the mundane things that we have to deal with diseases and all kinds of stuff. But Father, no matter what happens to us, those who believe, that we do have something much better because you promised it to us. And if it wasn't true, you would have never told us. So we hang on to that hope as we go through this life, and then when we pass on, we go to another dimension with a brand new body. That's a pretty cool thing. But in the meantime, Lord, we're here on this earth, and we got to do the best we know how to do to be able to let other people know the peace that passes all understanding, that I can't explain in my own life, and I can tell you I have it, and anybody that wants it can have it. It's that love relationship with Christ. That's what Nicodemus said. "Well, wait a minute, how can you be born again?" He was talking in a spiritual sense. It's a wonderful thing to have that love relationship with Christ. And I am pretty sure, not 100% sure, because nobody knows 100% of anything, that most of you here this morning have that personal relationship with Christ. And what a joy it is as a pastor to know that I am surrounded with spiritual people that believe this thing we call Christianity. In Jesus' precious name, amen.